to all my Late Night Mysteries listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Today's episode is about a life-changing experience faced by a couple long ago when they had to become instant parents overnight after a fateful event that took the life of their neighbor. Both husband and wife witnessed sightings that made them more determined to protect and raise the children as if they were their own. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries. You are listening to Listener's Tales Edition.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
For today's episode, Mateen will read our listener's email. Hand over to you, Mateen.
Thank you, Wraith. Hi, everyone. I'm Martin. In today's episode, I will read our listener's email who had shared with us. Usually, when there is a death in a remote village, burial should be expedited as soon as possible. Some burials can be done quickly and without any hitch. There are others that are rife with mysterious happenings that human logic could not answer. There will be disturbances, and coffin bearers sometimes have to bear witness to strange happenings. This listener quotes, "Hello, Late Night Mysteries. I'm Ismail, not my real name. I am writing this story to you after hearing it from my grand aunt recently. Both my grand aunt and grand uncle were childless after marrying for many years, but on one fateful night, they suddenly became parents of five children whom they had vowed to take care of after the death of their mother. This was what transpired in that period of uncertainty in a remote kampung in Johor, Malaysia, during the mid-60s. This is their story, told by my grand aunt. It was a chaotic evening that ended in tragedy that day. Grand aunt was cleaning the dishes after dinner when their neighbor's eldest child knocked urgently at their door, disrupting grand uncle's routine cup of afternoon coffee. He answered the door where the 11-year-old was panting slightly after the short run from his house to convey that his mother was in labor. Without question, Grand Uncle quickly grabbed his bicycle and went off to fetch the village's midwife to attend to our neighbor's needs. Grand Aunt quickly ran out with the boy to his house and found a disheveled Rosni on the floor, her face grimacing in pain as she panted laboriously. Grand Aunt made Rosni feel comfortable while instructing the children to prepare what the midwife might need. To Grand Aunt's relief, Grand Uncle returned shortly after with Maktima, the midwife. Maktima quickly set to work while ushering Rosny's 5 children out of the bedroom. Grand Aunt helped Maktima with Rosny's labor throughout the afternoon, hoping she would pull through. She thought Rosny would be able to make it since this was her 6th pregnancy after all. But unfortunately, as fate would have it, Rosny passed away together with her stillborn child just before dusk. The feeling of disbelief, painful heartache and sadness was indescribable. Looking at the faces of her 5 children, who had suddenly lost their mother within months after the death of their father, was enough to wrench anybody's heart. They had become orphans overnight, with no one to take care of them. Dusk had slowly turned to night. Funeral and burial arrangements were quickly made. Neighbors in the village were called and assisted. Grand Aunt was busy making funeral preparations. There was no time to think of what might happen tomorrow because her focus was on things to do that night. After the burial before midnight, Grand Aunt and Grand Uncle cleaned up the late Rosny's home and ensured that all 5 children were asleep. Exhausted, both of them finally had a moment to themselves as they sat in the kitchen. Then Grand Uncle told Grand Aunt something that made her hair stand rigidly at the back of her neck. Grand Aunt had heard the unsettling, hushed whisperings among the neighbors when they returned from the burial, but was too busy to pay attention. But this time, hearing the story from her husband made her more determined to protect Rosny's children no matter what happened. Their remote village was not easily accessible by vehicles, so the coffin bearers would have to walk quite a distance on the trail to reach the cemetery on the other side of the village. Trees surrounded the trail on either side. Grand Uncle further relayed to Grand Aunt that while they were rapidly advancing towards the cemetery with the 2 coffins, they heard the sound of a woman sobbing. The leader of the entourage, Pak Samad, signaled for them to continue walking and ignore the sound. The sobbing became even louder as they hurried along. The sound resonated through the trees. With words of prayers fervently on their lips, the bearers moved on, eager to reach the burial grounds as soon as possible. Not long after, though, they all halted in their steps when, not far ahead, to their fright, they saw a lookalike figure of Rosny, kneeling on the ground right in front of them. She had an eager look on her face, with large, almost protruding eyes, and smiling creepily at them. Her gown was soggy as she kneeled there on the wet, muddy track. What made it even scarier was that despite her crazy, smiling face, the sound of her crying could still be heard around them. Pak Samad stared at the creature, said a few verses of prayers, and signaled for them to continue walking as he made a slight detour around a bush to avoid the kneeling entity in the middle of the trail. Grand Uncle just followed, focusing on the shoulders of the man before him and trying hard to ignore the jinn, who was trying to delay their process. Fortunately, the burial rites were performed without any interruption, although my granduncle swore that he could still hear the soft strains of Rosny's crying behind them. After hearing that story, grand-aunt and grand-uncle were even more determined to protect the children and ensure they were cared for. A week after her passing, rumors were going around of sightings of a look-alike figure of the late Rosny near her house. The place is empty as her children are now at grand-aunt's house, but grand-aunt and grand-uncle took it upon themselves to clean the late Rosny's house daily. Grand-aunt dismissed the rumors because she felt it was just something cooked up by the villagers to add spice to a story after hearing about the encounter with the entourage of coffin bearers that day. One night, something happened that made grand-aunt shook with fright, yet overcome by sadness simultaneously. She remembered that it was an unusually warm night. Grand-uncle had gone to the next village for an errand and had stayed there for the night. She had laid out a mat in her living room and had promised the children to sleep with them. She told them stories and played with them until, one by one, they fell asleep out of exhaustion. She doesn't remember when she had dozed off, but she remembered being awakened by what she felt was like a cloth being swept softly across her face. When she opened her eyes, the late Rosny stood near her feet. Looking as normal as she could be, the late Rosny's eyes swept across her sleeping children as she gazed at them with tenderness. She then turned to Grand Aunt, nodded her head once and smiled, as if she was satisfied with what she had seen. At that moment, her youngest child stirred and turned in her sleep. Grand Aunt gently patted the girl's shoulders and lulled her back to sleep. When Grand Aunt turned, she saw the late Rosny walking through the wall near the front door. Against Grand Aunt's better judgment, she crawled towards the window that faced her front yard. Slowly, she creaked open the window pane and saw the late Rosny walking away. As Grand Aunt's eyes adjusted to the darkness, she saw, to her horror, that the late Rosny's back was full of blood as it gushed down her soggy gown. She walked slowly to a tree, picked up a bundle that looked like a baby, and disappeared through the trees without a backward glance. Grand Aunt's hands shook as she closed the window, locked it, and crawled back to where the children were sleeping. She remembered crying that night as she looked at their innocent sleeping forms, wondering how their future would be. That was the only time she saw the late Rosny, or whatever it was that came to her house. The next few months saw them adjusting their lives to fit in all five of the late Rosny's children, as they had no one else to care for them. No relatives came forward to take charge. Grand Aunt and Grand Uncle took it upon themselves to care for them. They had no children of their own, and the presence of the late Rosny's children was a blessing. The late Rosny had raised them to be polite and well-behaved, so Grand Aunt had no problem looking after them. The months quickly turned to years, and before Grand Aunt knew it, the youngest of the late Rosny's children was now a grown woman with a family of her own. As legal guardians, Grand Aunt was proud that they had succeeded in life. The late Rosny would be proud of how they had turned out to be. They now live in a bigger house bought by the late Rosny's eldest child in the city, Johor Bahru. They had promised to take care of Grand Aunt and Grand Uncle as they entered the twilight of their years. Grand Aunt tells this story to convey to us that kindness begets kindness. She did not expect any reward for caring for them, but Allah is the best of planners. Grand Aunt and Grand Uncle raised the children as theirs, and in turn, the children treated their guardians with nothing but respect. They have lived a long and fulfilling life, and Grand Aunt wished for nothing but the best for them. Thank you, Late Night Mysteries, for reading my Grand Aunt's story. She wishes Late Night Mysteries and all the listeners well, and prays to all of you that will live a healthy and fulfilling life as she does. Goodbye. If you do things sincerely, without ill intent, you never know what life might present to you. The couple in the story had taken it upon themselves to take care of the children, with an uncertain future despite unnatural sightings by jinns, determined to disrupt mortal lives. We hope each one of us learns a thing or two from this. I'm Martin. It's now to hand over to Wraith. Wraith.
Thank you, Martin. So guys, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.